If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hello, happy Friday. I am wearing shorts because I felt
jerk
like I should. This is top holiday, Memorial Day weekend, and one of the many reasons why I love it, not number one, but up there is it always seems to be perfect out.
How great the weather is, yeah. So you're...
But it's not... We're not trading up here to today. Like, it's Monday that matters.
You may be a little defensive about it, though.
That's why I don't feel defensive. I feel it's a loyalty thing. Oh. You know? Look at you in a coat and outerwear and really boots.
Yeah, because it's like 48 and raining.
I mean, I can't do that. I felt like I couldn't do that. Yeah. I thought about it because a reasonable person would not be wearing shorts today.
No.
I thought about it.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. But I decided I'll be outside for 90 seconds maybe. It'll be hot in here right now. It is hot in here. Right now, you wish you were wearing shorts.
I do.
Now.
There's a couple of reasons I wish I were wearing shorts. I dug into the closet and pulled out a pair of pants that felt good when I put them on, and now that I'm sitting here, a little snug.
Okay. Can we get a shot?
A little snug. I don't think you could really tell. They're not like skinny jeans or anything. They're just jeans I haven't worn in a while.
I just think the listeners would, in this case, viewers would appreciate a peek.
I can try to lift a leg up here. I mean, I don't know.
You're actually doing it.
There's just not a lot of give there. So I wish I had shorts on. I think I'd be more comfortable right now.
You always will be in this room. I am sweating. It's 3:03 and I'm sweating, so not a great sign. So we will talk to Sam Paniadovich today. And not everything, of course, I want to say, with the Bills, with the NFL, goes through a betting lens. But for many years, and I'm not really someone who bets a lot, but for many years, I feel like the betting markets are at least an interesting window into people's perceptions of your teams. And, you know, at most, like a really telling, maybe actionable thing. Like if I thought, you know, obviously one team doesn't have to be the Bills, one team like is way mispriced, then that's where I'll put money on it. And so going back a decade, we had Bills teams that there were different reasons to get excited about. LeSean McCoy, for example, but the betting markets were never impressed and never put the Bills much above 500, if even that. like in the Marone and Rex Ryan years, and what happened, right? So they don't have to be right. But pretty much, would you say, for about the last decade, if not longer, the markets have been accurate when it comes to them? You didn't have to love everything about them 3 years ago. You might have had questions about this or that. I don't know. It's a while ago now. I wouldn't remember necessarily what they would be, but the markets loved them, and they had a great season.
Yeah. I would have to take your word for it prior to like the 21 season, I think, because I'm sure it came up, but even then, without it being like legal widespread app on your phone, the subject matter was not as frequent for us. So I don't really remember what the betting markets thought, because, you know, for years we'd get that same email from whatever that offshore thing, and
Jimmy Shapiro.
I would just delete them, and you sometimes would bring it up, and I became fond of purposefully deleting them, so I didn't know the answers to the questions you might ask about what the betting markets were saying. But none of that was like something I ever really spent time looking at or thinking about, other than, you know, in here for a few minutes.
I would think McDermott's first 3 years, I mean, this could easily be, not easy, I don't find it easy to find this information. You could find it, though, like what the over-under was, the win total was at kickoff of week one. And, you know, then how did they do? And I think those 3 years where McDermott arrived, 17, 18, 19, might have been years where there would have been a gap between the Bills' win total and how they did. Like, 17 was a pretty big fluke. So I doubt they won 9 games, right, when they made the playoffs the first time. They're 9-7. The old days. Does the show ever sounded older? 16-game seasons. 9-7. And that was unexpected, and it was probably, like, they were really lucky. The next year, maybe that was closer. Maybe the market didn't overreact to the 9 wins, and I think the next year they won 6.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected them to have a big number going into 18, even though they did make the playoffs. And you're right, they were 9-7 in 17 when they made it as a wild card team.
And then 19, they might have been underrated.
Yeah,
by the markets.
That might be right, because Allen really, it was not, you know, we were far from sure he was, we were all set, and he was a made guy or anything going into the 19 season. It was really that season, that Dallas game on Thanksgiving, and, you know, there was a lot of flag planting there, and at least that's how I remember it. And going into 20, even still, there was, what do we have here, right? Like, is there going to be another step? You know, they won pretty well. They're a pretty good-looking team with Allen in the state he was in 19, but it was not elite. It was not Super Bowl contender. It really took the 20 season for them to arrive there.
I think last year is interesting for this, because last year, relative thing, because they've been so excellent, but last year there were doubts. There were certain doubts, digs, what that would mean, Hyde and Poyer, like important losses, Trey White, important players left, and would they suffer for it? So I'd want to say, whether it's the betting markets per se or not, that last year's conversations would have been a little bit more skeptical about them. Like, what are we getting? Is it a step back, right? Didn't we hear that a lot last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I still liked him in the division, but I thought it would be tighter than it was, because I thought Miami would be more reliable, and I think also coupled with an expectation that the Bills would, you know, I didn't expect them to win 13 games last year, after all those guys, Mitch Morse too, if you want to throw him in there, right, all those departures, those were important, those were team captain, you know, there was a leadership void to be expected, and, you know, maybe to some extent, although I always kind of suspected maybe they got out at the right time with the safeties, especially Poyer, maybe even a year late with Poyer, but still, there was a lot, there was a drain. And so I thought they could win the division, but I thought it might be, you know, more like the year before where they won 11 games.
Well, all I'm driving at is that this is a pretty reliable measure of, you know, it isn't exactly a measure of, or almost exactly a measure of how the public sees you. And then it tends to be pretty good at, you know, properly measuring the quality of the team, right? I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
it's a pretty safe, it's a maybe the safest way to do it. I think it is. I think it's probably the number one way to get those answers. All right, what do the odds say? It's the odds are unbiased. What do the odds say? And the point I'm finally going to make here is this. This year, for whatever amount of skepticism or consternation with wide receiver, the different James Cook even, like whether he plays, I guess, whatever doubts there are about them, the markets are as much in love as maybe ever with them. You know, win total wise, chance to make the playoffs, chance to win it all. Mm-hmm. It really has almost never been better than right now. And, you know, is that surprising? I don't think it's exactly surprising.
No, I think off of last year, that the fact that they did win 13 when expectations were muted somewhat, at least for me, and I do think it's fair to say, you know, across the board. I don't think people thought they were going to fall apart, but there was a lot of the Jets are going to win the division, and the Bills are, you know, it's a fallback year and that sort of stuff. And the fact that they did, not only did they not fall back, they had as good a year as they've had through this five-year run, won 13 games, made it to the AFC title game without Diggs, without all those people that left. And now we're a year further down the road, and until the Bills burn bettors, until they do fall short of expectations, I think it's right to continue to portray them as the level of contender they are being portrayed as. That they came through, and it's really Allen came through like he did with everybody eats and no digs and everything, that I think it's right to look at them and think, not that they're exactly bulletproof, because no one is. But until further notice, whoever's catching the ball out there, this is a 12-win, 13-win team. I think that's the way you'll do it. And, you know, unless you see a year where it just comes undone, there's no significant big injury or something, and they're struggling to make a wild card or something, then maybe next year you'll see an adjustment in that, I would think. But not now.
Is it, I mean, you almost already said all this, but is it challenging at all to trust it? Does it feel easy to trust? Is it much about the rest of the AFC East or really not?
The rest of the AFC East is definitely a part of it.
I feel, who are we talking to?
I think.
Was it Warren this week? I said to somebody this week, like, does it feel like a trap at all? Is there some sort of, you know, catch here when it comes to, I think it was Warren Sharp, like their odds are so short and we're so used to it now, right? They've won 5 years in a row. That's pretty good. That's like almost historically good. How many teams have done that? Some, but 5 years in a row on top is great. And most people expect it to continue. And my problem with it isn't anything specific to the Bills, really. Like, their offseason makes sense. I feel like it was always kind of obvious what they needed, and that's what they went and got, and they did a lot of that. So I think it was, you know, pretty, you know, smart.
Mm-hmm.
My hesitation on them isn't specific to anything, really. I mean, the wide receiver stuff I do think is debatable, like just whether they're good enough, but they just had last year, and what can you say? All of that. So it's not a specific thing. It's more just, it feels a little bit too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my kind of a weakness in predicting sports is this, though. Like, I'll tend, you might say, overthink it. You know, if ever a team seems, whether this is for a season or a game, if it ever seems too obvious, I want to be on the other side, because Sam coming up asked us a month ago, would you take the Bills over 11 and a half wins? And I just, without thinking, I'm like, no, wait, should, and he's like, what? And should
right,
I?
Right.
Is that kind of, it just seems so obvious,
yeah,
that they'll have about the same year. And that's what makes me a little bit uncomfortable. For whatever that's worth, maybe it's just always going to be that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do think it's not, you know, it's not peculiar at all to me to expect some turbulence that you don't see coming. You know, it and often in the NFL, in all pro sports, that comes in the form of injury, maybe more than anything else. And there's no way to do anything with that. And I know that's not what you're referring to here. You know, any betting conversation about win totals and Super Bowl odds and everything assumes health. Because you just can't, there's nothing you can do with it. Maybe if you had someone who was crazy injury prone, you could try to fold that in. But that's not the case here. So just you leave that over there. That could always happen. You know, that would be, to me, the only thing that would stop me. Is something I can't foresee sitting here right now happening to them. You know, but that said, I mean, I do feel like, I don't know what I said when Sam asked us that. I think I like them to be a very good team, to great team. But I also always say 12 wins is a great year in the NFL. So I don't know, sitting here like mid-May to assume a great year might be a lot. So, and I don't usually venture into win totals myself, but I feel pretty comfortable trusting them. I think what they accomplished last year, you know, based on what we've already talked about here, just in the last 10 minutes, makes me want to trust it. I mean, again, barring something unforeseen, I feel like this is a team that I can trust, I should trust, as much as you can trust anything in sports. Where there's so many other, you know, factors. How good is your opponent? What kind of form are they in? Are the Patriots going to be way better than we thought going into this year? Because if they are, then that could increase their degree of difficulty, and that could cost them a win somewhere along the way here, and that could, you know, hurt your chances of winning a bet on 12 wins. But mostly, I'm inclined to trust them. I feel like I referred to last year as a great experiment with the no digs and everybody eats thing. And sure, they did make the move for Cooper, but mostly they earned, I think, a lot of trust coming through last year the way that they did, at least in the regular season. I mean, we all know how the playoff game ended.
New England, by the way, seems to also be like a popular dark horse. There's a lot of that. Everybody kind of sounds the same to me right now that, oh, watch out for New England. Miami's going the wrong way, and the Jets are probably far away. Everybody kind of, and the Bills are the Bills. Everybody kind of sounds the same to me. You know, he had Adam Schefter like a week ago talking about the Patriots, and it was kind of, you know, tame. And then he went a little farther toward the end of the clip, like that
they're going to really push the Bills or something to that effect.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't say I'd be shocked if that happens, but that's a huge jump. Like, they were one dumb win away from the number one overall pick with the quarterback that they still have.
It's a lot of ground. It's a lot of ground to make up, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a huge jump. So maybe. It's just uncomfortable, and this has happened other years, too. You fight through it. taking a season for granted. But, you know, it's like the teams in other sports that were, the hockey teams that we're jealous of, where you just know Colorado, even Toronto, like, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bills, like the Leafs, have to do the thing then in the playoffs, which is what it's all about. And that's even a little unsatisfying because just as an analyst, it's a little unsatisfying because you really just can't draw that up, what that's going to be, you know? These losses to Kansas City where it's, you can't stop them here. You can't get a first down there. You can't make a kick here. Like, you can't exactly draw up what this year's version of that is going to be. And there's only so much everybody over there can do to prepare for it. Players, coaches, GMs, building the roster. There's only so much you can do. You don't even, you're not going to know the situation at all. You know, I say that knowing that these chief situations have been very similar. End of the game, you know, get a stop, whatever. Like, the games have been pretty similar overall, but, and that's just so far away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the last 2 years are very, I mean, they got the stops they needed both years. to be in a position to have the ball with a chance to win, and they couldn't come through either year. So, you know, all game long, they didn't do much stopping, but they did when it, you know, went to give you that chance. And I still do think, like, I say this all the time, so I'm sorry to be so repetitive, but spin it around. You know, if Mahomes has the ball at the 2-minute warning or around there on your end of the field and needs a touchdown to beat you. Now, again, you're talking about a Bills fan viewing this through the prism of the Bills defense, and that's a problem. But I expect the Chiefs to come through no matter who they're playing. They could be playing the 2000 Ravens, and I would expect them to come through. And so the Bills have been in that spot the last 2 years, and they haven't. And that is some form of it's not all of it, but it's a significant part of the receiver conversation, you know, because you can get through, you get by with what you had here all through the year, and you score all your points. But now it's here. It is. It's, you know, it's the same as the closer point. Why you got to go get Von Miller? I got to have Von Miller because in the fourth quarter, I need to harass Patrick Mahomes. Well, in the fourth quarter, if I've got the ball and there's a minute 40 to go and I'm at your 35-yard line, I need a first down or I need a touchdown. I need to keep the clock moving and I need to get in the end zone. And do I have enough to do that when Spagnuolo is going to draw up just the right thing and Chris Jones is going to ruin our lives? He's going to wreck somebody and affect the play. Do I have an antidote to that? And 2 years in a row, they have not. Whatever the circumstances, they weren't exactly the same, but they've not managed to come through.
Both were also situations where field goal ties it, and they couldn't get that.
Right.
The first year missing the kick, and then last year,
getting in range, really.
2:25 left in the AFC Championship. Bills are down 3, first and 10 at their 42. Would you take that right now?
Yes. I'd like it to be a little later. You know, ideally, I might like a minute 45 instead of 2:25, but still, yes. You know, if I can't have a perfect scenario, that's close enough.
I guess. I don't know. What is all this to really say? As we're winding down the month of May,
it's so close. I think is what it's to say.
I think the thing that's been shown, and this is to preface it, if it's even necessary, appreciate just kind of what level of criticism this is. Just losing barely to a team that's really been a dynasty the last 2 years, and of course 2 years before that in another incredible result. But I just think what the story of those last two sequences is Chiefs coaches, 5 greater than signs, Bills coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, if it's even Brady's fault, the quarterback's the guy with the ball. But in the home game, not using optimal strategy on those two plays before the field goal miss. And that was, of course, debated, but that's how I see it. Just like this. A touchdown's great, but I've still got a lot of work to do if I score it.
Right.
So there was that. And, you know, Jones had his pressure on that third down play in that game too, whether that was a play call or just a, you know, a win at the line of scrimmage, I don't remember right now. And then last year was the play call on fourth down. The Bills put themselves into 4th and 5 because they were not able to, you know, do more in those first 3 plays, just 1 5-yard swing pass on third down. And then you had the Chiefs blow up the fourth down play, and you
know, that's ball game.
That's it.
Yeah.
So does anything, this is pretty cynical, and I'm not saying I'm settling for this, but does anything they have done or can do change that? No matter who my players are in that moment, is it gonna come off? And that's, you know, you can't know. And you do not want to go through your entire life, you know, settling for that, thinking that it won't work out.
Right, because, just assuming that they're going to call the right play, we're going to call the wrong play, or whatever. Some combination of the two things is going to net you a desperation heave downfield to a falling tight end.
That's one way to put it.
It's basically what happened last year.
Yeah. One way to put it.
It's exactly what happened last year.
Yeah. Sam Panayotovich next. We'll talk to Sal today. Also, Dave Buchanan, who will be sideline reporter, floor reporter for the Bandits. The final game of the season tomorrow at home against Saskatchewan for the title. Thanks for listening today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
I think where maybe I would have the most concern, there are candid moments, there is phrasing, people can take things certain ways, and you know, we'll probably have to spend some time after every episode that comes out clarifying, digging into, oh, why'd they say that? Why did somebody look this way? It's going to be maybe those conversations that become a little bit aggravating, but at the end of the day, Josh Allen's going to throw the ball like he normally does, and Deion Dawkins is going to block like he normally does, and the Bills, their fate will be unaffected by the presence of Hard Knocks, but we will get a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Joe Marino this morning with Jeremy White on WGR. Check out the Odyssey app for anything you might have missed. With us now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey sports betting insider Sam Panayotovich. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Sam and Joe Ostrowski weekdays 9 to noon on the BetMGM network and the Bet 1520. Sam, how are you?
You really went shorts today, huh?
Absolutely. I am a devout fan, I guess. This could sound weird. Memorial Day is a solemn holiday, but I've always really looked forward to it and enjoyed it, not just because it's meaningful, but because there are many good traits. Always on a Monday, you can build around it, right? At the beginning of summer, the weather's often great. You know, it's not formal in a way where you're going to Aunt B's for ham at 4:45 and you got to dress up. I guess I'm still scarred from my childhood. Anyway, it's hot dogs and hamburgers and swimming.
It can be pretty loose.
I'm still a kid, all right? So I like Memorial Day for a lot of reasons. And I feel that because I'm always in here this weekend every year, reminding everybody how it's always great.
He had to force the shorts on us.
I went shorts because I'm, you know, I'm tied to it all.
This is sort of what the natives used to do with the rain dance, right? You would wear shorts and hope that the sun would soon come out. And it looks like 55 Saturday, 57 Sunday, 66 on Monday. So there's your forecast for Buffalo. I just need to know, Bulldog, I think the people need to know, are these John Stockton shorts or Fab Five shorts, lengthwise?
These are definitely not John Stockton shorts. No.
They're like halfway between golf shorts and dress shorts.
Yeah.
I just stood up for the cameras. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Second person of the show.
They're not super baggy, but there's no, I don't want to say it.
Nobody's confusing me with John Stockton.
No. There's no nut hugging going on here. I said it.
Come on.
It wasn't that bad.
Come on.
It's all right. Anyway, it's all good.
You got enough information now?
Yeah.
Right. Are you happy?
I feel great. Yeah, I feel primed to talk betting. I queued up the Odyssey app. I was on the way home from the gym. I was listening to you guys, and Shelp comes in and said, yep, I wore shorts today. I'm like, wow, there's a lead. But yeah. I listened all the way home, and you guys are talking about the Bills. And, I mean, I have the odds screen up right here at every book. They have the highest win total in the NFL. When you weigh in the juice. So the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens are all 11.5. The Bills, though, are the most expensive to go over. You got to lay $1.40, $1.50, $1.60. So they have the highest win total in the NFL. When you compare it contextually to past Bills teams, it's not really fair because, as we know, we haven't played 17 games forever. But this is one of the highest totals in franchise history. And, you know, some books in Vegas have them favored to win the AFC. So this is... this is where you're at. I understand the naysayers. I understand they don't win the big games. They can't beat Mahomes. I get it all. But coming into this season, bookmakers look forward, not backward. And, I mean, they're favored at multiple places right now to go to the Super Bowl. Now, they have to meet those expectations, but that's what they are.
Right. They're just such different things.
Right. The win total, the playoff failure doesn't matter to the win total, really. I don't think, does it?
No, but they're still favored to win the conference.
Right,
so, I mean,
right.
It's, you know, like a dollar wins me $3.50 at multiple places. And there's a book in Vegas that has a nice Buffalo flavor, if you will. You got a lot of Bills fans that live in the area and travel well. And that book is down to 3-1 to win the AFC. So that book has Bills at 3, Ravens at 3.25, and the Chiefs at 4-1. And that's also weighing in how people are betting it. So the respect is real where the money is, at least.
We've talked about this before, maybe almost weekly here lately, but none of this is really surprising. I think for me, the challenge is when we're talking about them every day forever, you're trying to find, I say you, I'm trying to find areas that are interesting and maybe like there's a good debate about whether they're good enough, just like what it really is. This team has made, to its credit, this team has made that harder, a lot harder in the last 5 years or so. But there's sort of like an inherent sense or instinct to sort of look. So where are the flaws? And when you're doing that, I just think it sort of, it's a little, like I said earlier, you may have heard me, it's a little bit uncomfortable kind of almost assuming 12 wins, you know, like just, yeah, well, whatever it is, it's not really there, or it's not really going to matter. So go ahead and lean into a great season.
It's an interesting conversation. I think the one thing that I hear a lot in my business is, well, games aren't played on calculators. And that's true. But the power ratings dictate the betting number. And I have their schedule up here. I mean, we're not going to go through every game, but they are favored. I've got them -1 against Baltimore, week 1. I've got them -2 against Kansas City in week 9. And those are the only games where there are small numbers at home. Every other game, they're favored every game at home right now. Mm-hmm. And then on the road, they could be a dog maybe at Houston, depending on how Houston looks. I mean, that's November 20th. So if Houston at that point is, I don't know, 9-2 or something, then maybe it's a different conversation. But as of right now, guys, I have them favored in 16 of 17 games. So, I think that's really a good compass on where they are because, you know, years past, they go on the road to New England, they're a dog. They go on the road to Miami, they're a dog. You don't have any of those games this year where they're definitely a dog on the road.
Right. And that is also a reflection of their big games are all home games. The four top teams they play, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia, are all home games. So
yeah,
that helps.
I think if those games were all on the road,
they might be underdogs in all of them.
All of them, or at least for sure 3 of the 4. The Bengal game off of last year might be the only one that I might question, but I think the other 3, almost for sure, I'd expect them to be a small dog in all 3 of those.
The Kansas City
They'd be a dog at Baltimore for sure. They'd be a dog at Kansas City. I think it's closer to a pick 'em against Cincy, and then they'd definitely be dogs at Philly, but It is silly sort of to play this game on May 23rd when a lot can happen. They play Philly after Christmas. So who knows? Is Saquon Barkley healthy? Is Jalen Hurts concussed? I mean, a lot of things can change. One of the bigger bets I made last offseason was the Houston Texans under the win total. And I looked at their schedule. I'm like, oh, my God, look at all these quarterbacks they play. They play Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers and Dak, and, like, every quarterback was hurt. So the Texans beat up on a very easy schedule because the quarterbacks were hurt. Things happen in the NFL, guys, as you know. But I understand the Bills fans that would say, prove it to me. I wholeheartedly understand it. We can talk numbers and we can talk about how great they are, but some fans are always going to want to see it before they believe it.
I was on a fantasy podcast Tuesday night. And just ended up...
Get out!
Yep. And it wasn't even mine.
That's a brag, Bulldog.
It so is. And I just sort of ended up saying, like, it wasn't really premeditated, but it just came out of me. It was in a fantasy context, but I'm sitting with it since, that I'm all the way out on the Los Angeles Chargers. And so, like, you know, in fantasy, the price of each guy, I have a little bit of McConkey. He's a second-round pick, though. And I just can kind of see it going badly for the Chargers.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerd. Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They get the benefit of the doubt because of Harbaugh. But, you know, Greg Roman wears out his welcome. Justin Herbert has yet to really sort of, like, if you will, fully arrive as... A great quarterback, just that I can take my team. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. So I decided I was out on the Chargers. I'm still trying to decide if I am, like, team total-wise. But I do think Denver's good, like, legitimately good. And I think Vegas is maybe a lot better. So what do you think about, like, the idea of an alternate line under 6.5 or something on L.A.?
I wouldn't do it. I understand maybe where you look at their roster from a fantasy standpoint, but I try very hard to not cross-pollinate fantasy and betting. Like, I know guys that bet that always lose in fantasy, and then I got fantasy guys that always win that don't know how to bet. It's very difficult to be good at both. I think that's very obvious for a lot of people.
It is right that they are different. Coach. It is right that they are different. It's a different way, question.
I mean, you being able to figure out which player has individual value doesn't mean you can handicap a football game or a betting market. I'm not good at fantasy. I'm just in bad leagues with people that take quarterbacks in round two. So I usually have a chance. You know,
you get away with it.
I think Mahomes went in round two in a 10-team league, and I was like, this is awesome. Harbaugh's coached 5 NFL teams, 13-3, 11-4, 12-4. The year everything fell apart in San Francisco, 8-8. And then last year, 11-6. So 13, 11, 12, 11. With the 8, we have to talk about the 8. Mm-hmm. That's there too. He just knows how to win. He like, his teams are always prepared. They don't make a lot of mistakes. He's been a little more aggressive last couple years at Michigan and last year with the Chargers at going for it. I mean, he used to be, when he was at Michigan, it'd be 4th-and-1 at the 50 and he'd punt it. He's been a lot more aggressive. He's sort of morphed with the times. It's just very hard for me to bet against Jim Harbaugh. I know that might be a lazy handicap, but that's how I feel.
I'm curious. I want to talk about this again when we get closer to the season, just like how they do it. I mean, they just really don't have the flash on offense again this year. They didn't really hit that like other teams maybe did, like the Bears. So I wonder if they'll just have enough talent for that. We'll see. Sam Paniatovich on the West Herr hotline. Let's mention the Rockies, the obligatory Rockies mention. I guess I'm only half meaning this. Are they maybe too terrible for you for this to be enjoyable? I mean, we're maybe kind of like, all right, we get it. You had the Rockies under. There might be a little bit of that setting in. And I don't know. There's no sweat at all here. I joked to you on text the other day, like, you should really win like 3X when it's like this, when you're so far under the number, which is where it seems we're headed with the Rockies. I mean, money's money, win's a win, but it's kind of boring, isn't it?
No, I love it. Every day I get to go against the best team, or I get to go against the worst team in baseball every day. And they're 8-42. We have under 60.5.
8-42?
Yeah, I think we're going to get there, guys. I mean, it's crazy. So they are on pace.
It's 500 the rest of the way to beat you.
On pace to finish 74 games out of first. And if you think that's wild, they're also on pace to finish 58 games out of fourth place.
Yeah.
Think about that.
8-42 is not even 30 wins.
They are the worst baseball team I have ever priced. I mean, we're at a level. I don't want to get too hyperbolic because that's dumb. But if you took the best AAA team and the Rockies on a neutral,
here we go.
It would be. I mean, the Rockies would be -150. That would be. I mean, the best of the best in AAA and the Rockies. It's not that far off, guys.
If I had my ace at the Iron Pigs or somebody, and I had my ace, I would maybe want to bet them straight up.
Right. What? How did we get here? Like, oh. I know, like, you know, you like the total, you got on it, and like, good for you. What is known to be like, is this intentional? Are they just terrible
They're
at putting
incompetent.
A team together? Like, what is happening there?
I don't think it's a major league Rachel Phelps move the team to Boca Raton. It doesn't feel like that's possible. I don't think it's tank to leave Denver. It's just bad scouting, bad development. They've drafted the wrong guys. And, you know, I did laugh. I don't mean to laugh at somebody losing their job, but I did see the other day or last week, they fired the manager. That'll fix it.
Right.
You know, like, it's never the manager's fault on a team this bad. It's just an organizational failure in every way. And like, the guys that they've had, like Nolan Arenado, they traded them. All of their really good players that they've had over the last – 5 years or so, they've either lost a free agency or traded for prospects, but then the guy picking the prospects can't pick prospects. I don't know that there's a solution. I mean, it's not like the NFL where you could take a star quarterback first overall, or the NBA where you could take Cooper Flagg. Baseball, it takes an army. So they have to have 3 or 4 years of decent drafts and development to even get back to respectability. But I will say, there's nobody happier every night than me and Sneaky Joe texting about the Rockies. Hey, they're down 7-0 again.
I'm glad you're able to enjoy it on that kind of, you know, granular level every day, because like it's already in the bank. So
yeah,
I'm glad it's fun. Hopefully, maybe it will. Will it still be fun after they hit the number? Because like, then you're going for history or something like that, or just, I don't know. When it's over, I guess.
It's going to win, and I will move on with my life. I don't know. I hadn't thought about, like, is it going to be fun when they finish 90 games under 500? Yeah, it'll probably still be fun.
You'll want them to do what the White Sox did last year, which is have one of the worst teams ever and then win 6 out of 7 to close the season.
I'm a White Sox guy, so if the Rockies want to win 39 games, I'd be very happy. We just move on from the White Sox, just kind of like we moved on from the 05 World Series that nobody remembers. But I wanted to throw one thing out here. I know we're sort of up against it. I've been parlaying the Fever to win the WNBA title.
Mm-hmm.
Some books still have 350. You can parlay Bills to win the AFC East, Fever to win the title, like things like that. I think we're going to get 6 weeks into the season, and the Fever are going to be +150 to win the title. The money hasn't stopped. Now, some books are still 350. Other books are 3-1. I see a 250, and there's a 225 in Vegas. So those 350s, wink, wink, are not going to last. And if you don't like that, if you want to bet +350, how about Bills to win the AFC, Fever to win the title? I would be hooking Indiana Fever title with anything you want, because by the time we get to the playoffs, they are mathematically going to be the team to beat, and that +350 is not going to be there.
If that makes sense, you guys have done these before these multi-sport futures bets. Bulldog is on one similar to one of yours, I think, with the Thunder and Dallas Stars and this. And I feel like this is a really smart way to bet the Bills one, for example. Like, because you don't want to just bet it solo. It's
right.
The price isn't great. But if you put it with a couple of these other ones and you get it, then you have something.
So it's really about circumventing the juice. If you don't want to take that Bills bet at minus 250, I understand. So what do? You wheel it with the Fever to win the title. And all of a sudden, you have a much more realistic bet. I'm just doing some quick clicking here for you guys. Bills to win the AFC, Fever to win the title is 18-1.
Wow.
You're going to be in a good spot to win both of those. And then if I can pull up division real quick, I'm trying to get the Bills to win the division and the Fever to win the title. I hate when these apps never load on time. Division winner, Bills and the Fever to win the title is plus 500. So win the East, Buffalo, Fever win the title, 5-1. Not a bad bet.
Yeah.
You're on the Knicks tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing the Frank Sinatra parlay, Knicks and Yankees.
Did you do anything with hockey last night? Mike said something during our first segment, which you may have heard him say, like when it all sounds the same. Right. And when that happens, right, Dolphins are going the wrong way. Patriots are improving, but still not ready. Jets are starting over. So Bills. And I had a thought. I didn't do anything with it, thankfully, because I was dead wrong, as it turns out. But everybody's so hot about Florida after they win game one of that series against Carolina. And I thought, well, you know, Carolina had a little time off, rust. Florida is energized by game seven, adrenaline. They roll in 2 days later and take game one. I thought last night's game would swing closer to a tight game. And it was worse than game one. Florida just blew them out. But I liked that as a premise. You know, like I thought, like I'm smart. Look at me. Again, thankfully, I did drop $20 on it in any way, shape, or form. But I had that thought. What do you think moving forward here? Like, is Carolina worth paying any attention to, or is that over? It seems over.
I don't want to say it's over, but I wouldn't bet them. I saw their number 10-1, 12-1 to win the cup. I don't want it. No thanks. I can move on. I thought Brind'Amour was going to start bench pressing after the first period, get out there on the skates. He was so mad, and I would be too. They are the definition of regular season great and playoff soft. How about 14 straight losses in the Eastern Conference Final?
Right. Do you pay close enough attention to the whole picture to realize that means the Sabres have won a conference finals game more recently than the Hurricanes, whose last conference finals win was against the Sabres in 06, game 7.
There's a stat right there. I'm sure some Sabres fan is like, yeah, told you, baby.
Right. Right. We talked about that yesterday or the day before. Like, yeah. Do I even want that to continue? I think I do.
Yeah.
I like it a little bit, yeah. But it does bring back 06, which I don't need.
Right, right.
So that was a painful loss.
The Thunder last night, Sam. I don't know where you were on that, but I was watching that. And into the third quarter, it was like alternating between like a 4-point Thunder lead and like a 9-point Thunder lead. And I'm not kidding. It happened so fast. Maybe you were watching it when it happened. I turned the TV off downstairs to go upstairs. I got upstairs and it was a 16-point game. I was like, what the hell? I know, like, it's basketball. It happens and it can happen fast, but wow.
They have what my friend Clark Kellogg calls spurtability. You go to the bathroom, you come back, and it's like, oh, 12-0 run. Like, I literally was in the bathroom for 2 minutes. How did that happen? They are so good defensively. It doesn't get talked about enough what they've done to Minnesota. I mean, they have shell-shocked Minnesota, and they're probably going to win game 3-2. They're winning the title. I would be surprised if they didn't. They are so much better than Minnesota, and they're much, much better than the Knicks and the Pacers, too. I saw your parlay, Bulldog, your $10 parlay to win a lot. I think you have the NBA champ, and I think you have the Stanley Cup champ. You're going to need to get the Mets and the Bills. No problem. No sweat there, buddy.
Right, no. That won't be uneasy at all from summer until October, almost November when we get the Mets. And then if that comes together, can you imagine what the football season is going to be like for me over here?
If that parlay hits, you need to retire from gambling. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes. What are the odds? What is the...
It's 10 bucks to win $37,000.
$37,000. These are good teams.
Yeah.
Man. Like a lot of people, I'm sure. It was. Right now, I got to bet more.
Well before the playoffs in the NBA and NHL. Like, it was maybe mid-season. I could look at the date for sure to tell you. Maybe Sam could tell you if he's looking at the screenshot.
February 11th okay. at 9:08 a.m. Eastern. What did you have for breakfast that morning?
Black coffee.
Berry twisted puffs.
No, I eat cereal at night. I don't eat cereal in the morning.
Twisted berry puffs.
Twisted berry puffs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sam, how do you tend to spend Memorial Day weekend?
I will be at my buddy's, probably on the grill. They always ask me to grill when I go away. I'd love to have people at the house, but that's... We're going to do that in a couple of weeks here, so I'll probably be doing the burgers and dogs, but that's easy. I can do that in my sleep.
Thanks for your time today, as always.
Thanks for giving me 20 minutes on Memorial Day weekend, boys.
Sorry. I'll give you a heads up next time. All right, Sam Paniadovich on the West Her Hotline. I would usually do that, but with him, he's so easygoing about these. He's always like, whatever you want. He goes on vacation. He's at the pool last week or the week before. He's like, whatever you want. And so I just decided not to bother.
And now I feel bad.
And now it's like, geez, guys. I mean, get me out of here a little bit right there. Sam Paniadovich, Odyssey Sports Bet Sweats Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. Sal coming up next. We're watching Orioles Red Sox in here. Alex Bregman went out of this game. I don't know if you were watching it, but he hit a ball off the wall and left and kind of pulled up rounding first.
Oh, I did not see that. I must not have been looking up then. I saw a big Devers 3-run home run.
He immediately took himself out after getting back to first base after that hit. So put the camera on Devers the whole rest of the inning,
right?
Because is he going to play third now?
Right. Does he still have a glove?
Does he still even have a glove? That's
the question. He used to play third. Is he going to be mad now if they ask him to play third because someone else got hurt?
That was, I think, literally his quote. They asked for my glove, so they get to keep it, or something like that, he said when they were talking about him maybe moving to first. And, of course, the reporters all went, "That's a different. You need a different glove for first. There's a special glove."
You should. I think you could use the other glove.
You're allowed to.
But you would want the fancy.
I've never seen it.
No, me either.
Even in Little League, the first basemen have the big, like, you know, older Little League. Travel. Not house, maybe not. Travel. Yep. The first baseman's got a first baseman's mitt.
I never
guarantee it.
We never had travel baseball. My kids weren't good enough.
Sal knows all about travel baseball. He will join us after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.